The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Graziella Hall. Good morning, Graziella.
Good morning, John.
It's a pleasure. I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. I've missed you.
Yeah, maybe it's 2 months or so, really. So it's a pleasure. I mean, I've been in and out. I've missed some shows, and obviously you have been here when I have been here.
Yes, one time.
But now you're here, and we're going right to our first guest, and this is a wonderful conversation. This is one of those conversations this morning that's sad sometimes, but it's got to be positive. We always have to do positive, and I just get cranky with people. So I'm being honest right up front. We have Julie Gray Owens with us, and Julie Gray, we'll make it just plain Julie, is with Gender Equality New York.
Correct.
And what I'm going to ask you is, a lot of the conversations coming from you. Let's go through the issues of transgender people in New York. I also remember from either conversations with you or conversations at different meetings I've gone to when gay, lesbian equality came about, transgender part of it was dropped. Mm-hmm. And so therefore your fight is a little harder. I know North Hempstead has transgender language in their bylaws, if that's what it's called. But other places don't because you were excluded. However the word, I'm not being rude, it's just you weren't part of it. You weren't part of the package when you should have been to make it one sweeping reform. That didn't happen, but that's fine. And here you are, though, still fighting the fight.
Yes. Well, actually, there's a lot of good news, especially currently this past legislative session up in Albany. Going back, as you mentioned, back in 2003, there was a bill that was called the Sexual Orientation Non-Discrimination Act, better known as SONDA, S-O-N-D-A. And at the time, transgender advocates had asked to include the term gender identity and gender expression in the law. It's just that simple phrase. But they refused to do it because they were afraid that their rights wouldn't pass back in 2003. So they excluded us from that law. When the law was passed and signed into law by Governor Pataki back in 2003, gays and lesbians and bisexuals were all now protected in the areas of discrimination in housing, employment, and public services. 16 years later, we were still fighting to get what's called the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, better known as GENDA, G-E-N-D-A. And amazingly, of course, our last election had an impact on it. GENDA was passed the third day of the legislative session. And I was actually invited to the governor's signing. I happen to have one of the pens
He
signed the bill with, so I've got it in a little special case there. So that was really amazing news because with the election that we had back in November, we figured that the bill could pass, that it was going to happen.
I'm just going to jump in here.
Sure.
From the North Hempstead perspective, that's Anna Kaplan.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I worked on her.
I know you did. I saw you in the headquarters
once. It was amazing. Yes, absolutely. And so what ended up happening is that, we expected that perhaps they might pass it in like late May or early June so that they could make a big deal out of it for this June is 50 years after Stonewall.
Right.
So this is World Pride in New York State. And specifically in New York City, there's a major celebration. So we figured that that's probably what would happen. Well, that's not what happened. As I said, the third day of the session, both the Senate and Assembly passed the bill. I think it was January. I may have the date wrong, but I think it was January 25th. Governor Cuomo signed the bill into law.
Okay.
And poof, we have it. Well, we had been planning on preparing for other legislation. So, okay, fine, that's great. Now what? You know, type of thing. And there's a whole host of things that have to be done. For example, just to give you an idea, veterans who were let go from the service because they were gay or because they were transgender,
right.
They're not given an honorable discharge. I think it's called something like an other than honorable discharge is what they're given. And as a result, there's 53 different state benefits that they do not have or cannot participate with.
Just back up there. They are discharged because they came forward, they were found out?
No, it's more found out. It's more historical.
Okay.
We're not, we're not really talking. I'm not sure that we're talking about current people who just service. But we're talking about maybe the 1950s, the 1960s, 70s.
So that person was found out, and that's
yeah,
it. Yeah,
exactly.
Put them out. Okay.
So there were 53 state benefits that they don't have, even though they were, you know.
They did everything. They did everything like
they
everybody
were supposed
else.
To. Exactly, yep. Exactly. So there's a lot of different pieces of legislation. But the one that we were really focused on was something called the Panic Defense Ban. And basically it goes like this. I'm a guy, and I'm at a bar, and I see this pretty girl over there. I buy her a drink. We have a couple drinks together. I take her back to my apartment, and, you know, we're making love. And all of a sudden, I find out that she's transgender. And you know what happens? I lose my mind, and I murder her.
Right, right. I know that, Bill.
And then we take – and then we go to court, and I tell, you know, the judge and the jury, hey, you know, she was transgender. I lost my mind. And they end up giving me a lesser sentence.
Right. I didn't know that until about a month ago.
Exactly.
The first time I heard about that.
So that's been something that we've been working on for like the past 6 weeks. And I had 107 assembly offices the last 3 days of the session. And it passed late Wednesday. The governor hasn't signed it yet, but I've already gotten a text message, be prepared to come. You know, for the signing.
Good, good, good.
So we're very excited about that. And in our mind, it's another step towards equality. It's another step towards you know, saying that transgender people are just real people and we should have the same rights as everyone else.
You're a person.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
A person, you're a person.
Exactly.
That's the end of it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, we're family members. I have a daughter who is amazing. So, you know, we're just people that want to be happy,
right,
you know,
right.
I'm just like everybody else.
No, I agree with you 100%. And the interesting thing is in all these organizations, not organizations, these situations, if they don't, and I'm being very honest, if they don't have somebody like you fighting for them, there's another person in the same situation says, I'm not doing it. I'm going to stay home and watch TV. Nothing happens.
Mm.
You mean what you're talking about in Albany? It's a fight.
Oh.
And I've been to Albany for different things. And I get calls every now and then for people, you know, who want certain things. You hit a point, it's like, how do you keep it up? And you, because a loss for me is just that somebody asked me a favor. I tried to help them and it didn't work. But I'm honest and trying to do it. A loss for you hurts.
Oh,
hurts your heart.
Because yeah.
You're saying, wait a minute, I'm a human just like you. How do you do something like this to me? It's not, you're not breaking a law, for God's sakes.
No.
You just want the right to exist and have peace and love like any other human being.
Absolutely. I want the same benefits as all New Yorkers have.
Right, right.
And, you know, I'm very proud of being a New Yorker. I love Long Island. You know, I want my family to have the same rights as everyone else. I want
right.
I want to live peacefully and just have certain enjoyments to what life is. But the real key here is, as I see it, is that for many of our community members, there's a real stress in their daily lives. Many of us are unemployed or underemployed. There's always a threat of violence against us if we're out. So those of us who can, who have privilege, need to step up.
Right.
And that's really been, you know, I have a little saying over my desk, which is, you know, if I can, I should.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
You know, I kind of live by that. So, you know, we try to make sure that we're always working for the community. When we do transforms across the state. And I will tell you, you know, it's nice to do them in Buffalo, and it's nice to do them in Albany, and of course here on Long Island. But where you really feel an impact is if you go up to, for example, Plattsburgh, or Oneonta, or Jamestown. These towns are like in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And you find transgender people living there, and they're like on an isolated island. You know, they're so, first of all, they're so grateful that someone came to the town to speak up for them.
Not picking any one of those areas, but in areas like that, are they accepted, or this, that they're so country nobody even knows?
It's so country that no one knows, right, but additionally, worse than that, employment opportunities are very rare. So it's usually small businesses. So you're not talking about, you know, like some major corporation or something that's up in these towns. It's little farms, it's little businesses, it's this and that. So now you got to, you know, let, you know, Tom, the local guy who plows driveways or whatever, you're going to work for him. You don't dare come out because, you know, Tom is not really very happy about LGBT people.
Right.
And if you do come out, then Tom won't hire you.
Right.
You know,
right,
again, you know, I'm making Tom up. There's no Tom. But
we know there is Tom.
But so that's a real problem. So getting our point is to try to start making the general public aware of us, answering questions. What I did yesterday at a presentation was I started off right away saying, I want you to ask a question as soon as it comes in your mind, and I want you to ask a question no matter what the question is. After we leave this room, you're not allowed to ask some of those questions out in public, but here in this room, while I'm here to answer questions, you ask me anything.
Right. And I honestly, just to go there, I think that's the most important thing, the questions, because I've done seminars, and I've been at seminars where I say, keep your questions till the end. Well, if you're going to speak for an hour and I have a question after 10 minutes, that next 50 minutes, I'm not paying attention.
Exactly.
Because I don't understand this. And so now in my head, I've gone crazy saying, but what did she mean? Does it mean that? Does it mean this? 50 minutes later, it's done. I haven't listened. I'd rather interrupt you and say, John, no, this is what I meant. Thanks, Julia. Now I understand this.
Right.
And go on.
I say to people, I'm very linear in my thinking. So, you know, I do a PowerPoint presentation while I'm talking.
Okay.
And I say, if you've got a question on slide number 3 and you wait till slide number 43 to ask me, you've lost 40 slides.
Right, exactly. 100%.
So you have to ask it. And the other question is, and obviously the depth of the question, if you will, the personal part of the question is always very important because people have a lot of questions and they don't get it.
Right.
And it's very understandable. So we have panels. We bring community members into these forums to answer questions. And, you know, we include people that are intersex, which is a very small community, but people don't even know who they are or what they're all about.
They're what?
Intersex. Intersex is the proper term for what people used to call hermaphrodites. And basically what we're talking about is that there are people who are not strictly just male or female from a standpoint of their biological sex.
Okay.
And it's a natural variation. Right. You know, some of the symptoms, if you want to call it, or conditions, are noticeable at birth. Some aren't noticeable until puberty. And some aren't noticeable at all, other than if you have some kind of health problem and then you go to the doctor and they say, you know, let's do some further work here. And then they go, oh, my God, you're intersex. Well, the biggest problem is that being intersex has a certain degree of stigma attached to it. Yeah. Instead of accepting it as, you know, some people have red hair, some people have blue eyes, some people, unfortunately, sometimes may have a sixth finger, you know, or something like that. It's just a part of variation. So one of the most interesting things that I had was I had one of the panelists say to me, do you know which group of people understands us the best? And I'm like, geez, I don't know, you know, genetic people, you know, doctors. He goes, no, farmers. He goes, farmers see it all the time because in the animal world, there's all kinds of variation going on. So they're seeing it all the time, whether it's with chickens and cows and poor, you know, pigs or whatever.
Wow.
There's a natural variation in people's bodies. And we know this, but we don't think about it. Sure, there's tall people, there's short people, there's big bone people. Big bone people. I wasn't going there. Big bone people, and
big
so
bone,
on.
Big bone, I like that.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, so this should be out in the open so everybody understands it. And for that community, the biggest problem is that when a child is born with visible intersex traits. Right away, the doctor and the parents want to do something immediately. And really, they need to wait until the child has is of age to be able to say, yes, do that or don't do that.
Actually, we're going to come back. We have to go to a break, but I want to come back to that point. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.